I can't believe it. The season's almost over, fellas. Especially for you, Costa. Ouch.
Pretty insane. Season flew by very quickly.
It did. This was the least engaged I was in the season since I can even remember.
Why?
That cocky remark cost you.
The what?
That cocky remark you just made might cost you, though, in the end.
It probably does. It probably will. I'll probably end up losing to Joey, and you'll sneak in. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I couldn't get engaged. I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Actually, the reason is because, you know, majority of the top picks all flamed out. You know, unless you had like Jonathan Taylor, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, or Debo Samuel, like, you didn't know what the fuck you were going to get week in and week out. Like, the top five running backs are all garbage compared to what they went for. Think about it. Christian McCaffrey played like 2 seconds of the whole season. Who's the consensus number two? Dalvin Cook. You know, he's finally showed up for like a monster game today. Done anything special all season long.
He's had his moments, though. He hasn't been terrible, you know.
But you spend a lot of money to get these top running backs to win you games week in and week out, not just to show up and get 100 yards and a touchdown. Like, you can get that with people that are not in the top five. That's not why you spend all the money for them. Then you got Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was awesome, but he got hurt. Then you had Alvin Kamara, who hasn't played since week 9. Then you had Zeke Elliott, who is like hobbling on one leg. And I don't know if I'm missing anyone. Saquon Barkley, like, you know, might as well not even draft him next year, because it doesn't matter if he's healthy or not. The New York Giants are playing peewee football out there in the NFL.
Just terrible.
So all you had is Jonathan Taylor. Like, he's been the one consistent running back week in and week out. And the one person who has him isn't going to make the playoffs. Actually, I'm pretty sure doesn't he have Jonathan Taylor and Justin Jefferson, who's like one of the top receivers in the league?
I was about to say that he has two of the players that you mentioned. Yeah, he's got both.
Invalid. Let's make the season invalid.
So, I mean, back to your original point, like, I say that because injuries are always a major, major thing, and injuries seem to be, you know, there were definitely season-ending ones that ruined people's teams. But more than anything, you have nagging injuries on players that are just not performing at all, and it's been kind of bleh for the most part. And quarterback play has been, you know, from a fantasy perspective, terrible. You know, you don't have any – there's not – I think the most consistent quarterback is probably Tom Brady.
He had some weeks where he – I mean
– No, I know that. But I'm saying he's consistent out of anybody. Yeah. Actually, on a podcast I was listening to, the one – I'll let you guys guess. Here's a stat. Who's had the most top 10 finishes you know, in standard scoring of all the quarterbacks this season? Which quarterback do you think it is?
Herbert.
Plotkin, who do you think it is?
What was the question again?
Which quarterback has had the most top 10 finishes in the entire season?
Oof. That's a good one. Let me look it up real quick.
No, answer it.
Guess. Kirk Cousins.
Terrible.
That's not a bad guess of you. So it was actually Jalen Hurts.
Wow.
You know who's tied for two? Is Tom Brady and Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
And you know that, I mean, none of those people were considered to be top 10 quarterbacks in our draft, I don't think. Maybe Brady. But Brady went for a pretty good discount too.
Yeah, he definitely did.
So, you know, you're missing players like Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Russell.
Josh Allen had a good year though.
Yeah, but I'm not saying he didn't. But all I'm saying is the consistency. That's what I'm talking about. You know, for it wasn't that long ago that you could have the top, you know, the top five quarterbacks were guaranteed to get you 250 yards and two touchdowns no matter what. They show up at the game and that's what they do. Now Patrick Mahomes has had like three games without a touchdown. Lamar Jackson is scoring in single digits sometimes. Like it's a very weird season. So this is all going back to the point of why you're probably feeling disengaged is because there's not a lot of excitement going on in your team week in and week out. You don't know what you're gonna get.
I had some excitement last week.
You definitely did. You definitely did. That's because you were playing me.
Yeah, that's why. The only reason.
All right.
Did I whoop up on you early last year or two?
No, I took care of you earlier in the season, so it's But to AK's point, there's been a lot of bets. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks putting up a lot of bet performances every like other week, which you never saw before. But this year in particular, guys, like I've never seen so many questionable tags before. Like every player you look at has a Q next to their name. I mean, it's just.
I think that they changed the way that they list the players. So it's either questionable or doubtful. Like they used to have probable. Now it just has to be.
But
questionable,
that's so. Probable's been gone for 2 years. This is not the first year.
Yeah.
So it's not the first year, but I think, you know, obviously there is something to being like too muscular for their own good. You know, if you compare the injuries, even if compared to like when we first started, what was it, 15 years ago now? I don't even know how many seasons it's been, but you know, but go back before that, you know, you had Emmitt Smith, Barry Sanders. I mean, these running backs who played for years at a high level, you know, didn't miss games that often. You knew they were going to be there. They would carry the ball 15, 18, 20 times a game, that kind of thing. You have to, when we first started playing, if you remember, like, you know, the first two rounds, like, everyone went after running backs. You got two solid running backs, and you had a plethora of people to choose from who are going to be the guy for the team. And now you can name five that are going to be them. And they can't even stay healthy the whole time. So, and you got wide receivers used to never get hurt. You never would lose a wide receiver for the whole season. So I think people are getting, you know, too muscular. Hits are harder. Their bodies aren't made to carry this much weight, do all those kind of things.
Less steroids being taken?
Defenses are better too. Defenses are better and a lot more muscular. That's the biggest thing.
But honestly, steroids at the end of the day weaken your body too. So
well, but they also help you recover better too.
Fair enough. So maybe that's it. Maybe it's a good point. Anyway, yeah. Let's dissect your guys' division. That's what we're all here for. We gotta get into the nitty gritty. Five teams for three spots. Actually, more, four teams for two spots because Myers has limped his way into the number one division of the, you know, Associates. I can't even tell them the Associates because of the pathetic Associates.
Oh, wow. How long did you work on that joke?
I just came up with it right now.
Oh, that shows.
You should have done stand-up.
Yeah. I got some Blue Label flowing through me, so all the jokes are just gonna get better from now on out.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you have some friends over? Bust out the blue label?
No,
I thought that was only for friends.
I'm drinking what was left over from that bottle from what that other night. So I saved it for this podcast.
All right. Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm as close to as win as you get in for versus me and Joey. Am I right? I mean, if I somehow win. But don't get the victory point, and Tur beats Costa and gets the victory point. He would jump me. Am I right there?
Yes.
Or does he also can get it?
You said if you win but don't get the victory point, so that puts you at 21.
No, he gets in. I've already done the math. No matter what, I need Joey to win and for me to win in order for me to get in. That's exactly what it is. Because if you and I tie at 21. It doesn't make a difference. If I get three victory points,
because
yeah,
because he has more wins.
Yeah.
More wins. Yeah.
But
yeah.
but if I win, don't get the victory point, and Turb wins, he gets in and Joey's out, right?
If you win and don't get the victory point, that puts you at 21 with the same record as Weitzman and more points. So you'll be ahead of him. And then if Turbin wins and gets the victory, you are correct. Yes. So then it would be Turbin the 2 and you would be the 3.
Yes. A lot of scenarios.
This is as close as it gets to, like, you know how, like, when it gets close to, like, the last week or last 2 weeks and they spend, like, 3 hours dissecting the playoff picture. Like, this is like what it's at, you know. This is the most exciting that it's been come, you know, the week before the playoff starts.
Yeah, there's definitely never been this many teams in contention for just this so few spots, so it's pretty wild.
And there's no movement that can happen in your division right here.
No, it's sad.
What a boring ass division over there, by the way.
But you guys are still playing for most points, right?
Correct. What's really funny is that the 4 point getters, one of them is not going to make the playoffs because it's me, Grant, Rossett and Fiala are the top 4 point getters, and only 3 of us can make the playoffs. Well, only 3 of us will make the playoffs, so Fiala's not going to get in.
Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, that itself, I mean, you got a 17-point lead on, or Jeff's got a 17-point lead on you and a 26-point lead on Steve, and whoever comes out top is going to take home the most points this year. And Grant has locked up the best record.
I had an outside chance of catching him, but unfortunately, I did not get the victory point last week. So now I'm 3 points behind, and he's got more wins than me. So there's no way for me to catch him now. So yeah, there's nothing for us to play for except for most points.
I mean, that's still a big. What is that? A $200 payout?
I was trying to find the email because I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's 2. I think that mm-hmm. and. Record. Ooh, that's old. Ugh. Sorry, I was looking up best records, division, most points, winners. Aaron, you've won twice. Jeff has won. Jeff has never been most points, so he's going for his first time. And Steve has won once. But this looks old because this could be wrong.
What are you?
The one that I open. It's a spreadsheet that I have, but I'm looking at it and it's not, I don't know if it's been updated because Joey only has 3 championships and he won 2 years ago. So this might be a little outdated. So I might have to find another one. I'll look for that, but it'll be interesting. Let's go back to the matchups. Let's not even talk about the ones that don't have any implications. So, we'll start with Turbin and Costas. Again, Turbin can get in with a win, and he needs to get a victory point, and either a Joey win or me winning and not getting a victory point. Correct? Did I say that right?
Yes, it's sounded about right.
Both of you guys are off to a hot start for that victory point. 3 points from Conklin and Pat Vermuth has 2.2. There's still some time left in that Thursday night game, but both of you guys are out to a slow start, I would say.
Let's analyze this. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. So we got Josh. I think you both got a solid top 5 quarterback, and you both got a wild card. I think Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, as far as, like, fantasy production-wise, and at first I was like, oh wait, Josh Allen's got the harder matchup against the Buccaneers, but they their pass defense is their weakness. So
it's a great matchup. It's a great matchup for Josh Allen.
Yeah, but Herbert, you know, the Giants are. I mean, the Giants are not. They're I would say a middle of the pack defense. They always seem to play up to their competition, but Herbert's been pretty good of late, so I feel like.
Yeah, but he's got two of his top targets are in COVID right now.
Yeah,
that's
hard to make up.
But they might be. Keenan Allen might play. He could easily get cleared by that time. Mike Williams might be a different story, unfortunately, but still.
Didn't they go into protocol like back to back days?
Yeah, but Keenan Allen's vaccinated. Mike Williams isn't. So
Mike Williams is not. Yeah, makes a big difference.
So if Keenan Allen gets two negative tests back by game time, and they don't have to travel, so there's a chance he could be cleared by Sunday. Mike Williams probably won't.
So you got to get vaccinated.
But you know, they still, you know, Herbert will throw touchdowns to Eckler too. So I don't put too much of a down thing on there. And then Cam Newton, Matt Ryan. I mean, what is this? 2012? No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, either of them could score 25 points or 2 points.
Sure.
I don't know. That's all I got. That's my analysis.
Yeah.
Fucking crapshoot.
Yeah, I think the matchups with quarterbacks between these two teams are pretty even. I would give the slight edge to Turb. I think Josh Allen has the better matchup, and then Matt Ryan and Cam. I'm just gonna, maybe Cam because it's at home. I don't know. That one's pretty much a wash too to me.
Yeah.
I think Herbert and his wide receivers. Possibly missing the game.
Not to interrupt, but there's also a chance Heineke might be in the lineup. I just want to mention that. We'll see. It's up in the air.
Ooh, he's been playing great.
Yeah. Well, so it's up in the air. It's up in the air.
Pro tip: put Heineke in the lineup. Next. Looking at the running backs, I just say that because Cam Newton, you don't know what you're going to get. He could throw up a dud. Heineke at least is going to play the whole game. Running backs. I think Costa has a huge advantage here. I think that, I mean, with Tennessee, Hillard's been on fire. They came off a bye. There's a running back carousel. I think McNichols is coming back. I don't know how all that plays out. Foreman, I think, is like the early down one. Hillard's kind of like the passing one. I mean, Nichols is in there. So they're playing the Jaguars, so they're going to have the ball a bunch. And then Kamara's coming back against the Jets. I mean, that's money in the bank there because I don't think anyone else plays offense right now on New Orleans besides Kamara. So he should get that.
If he's actually healthy, but we'll see about that.
He's been out since week 9. They're not going to put him out there unless he's healthy. There's no reason to. Like, they're not going anywhere. They're not making the playoffs. So I think Kamara's money in the bank. AJ Dillon against the Bears, you know, him and Aaron Jones are splitting work. He seems to be getting a little bit more of the actual carries now. And the Bears fucking suck. So there's a chance there, but it's no guarantee. And Chuba Bubba, he's just not very good. No, the Falcons aren't a good defense, but he's just not good. Bottom line.
Yeah, now they're starting to get some touches for what's his name?
Amir Abdullah.
Would they just sign? Abdullah's been getting touches, and they got Royce still in there. So Chubba's not going to get the volume that like a Mike Davis did when
they don't have Royce Freeman anymore.
Oh, he's gone too now. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not engaged at all with what's going on in football.
Wow. I don't even know how you can host this podcast anymore. Wow. All right.
I know.
Moving on. Receiver time.
When we got receivers, what do you guys think about the receiver matchups? Definitely hurts. Keenan Allen's not playing for two toots, unfortunately, because that stack with Herbert is huge.
But you've been getting by with Keenan Allen not doing a whole lot. He's coming alive now, but you've been getting by. I think having Stephon Diggs going against Josh Allen, I think you get a little bit potentially an advantage there. If you know, seems right now that the passing game is going through Diggs now, and like more kind of like what was going on last year. He's not spreading around as much. So there's a chance that everything goes through Stephon Diggs, who's pushing an advantage for you there. The Josh Palmer pickup, you know, would be good. You know, if Keenan Allen doesn't play and Cordell Patterson is a certified fucking stud right now. Like, who knew? Who fucking knew?
It was a random Sunday morning. I just decided to pick him up. I saw they started using them, so it's worked out well.
You know who had him before you did?
You?
I had him. I picked him up because he had a couple good weeks. He was running the ball, but then I was like, I don't want him and Ridley. Ridley's going to start getting going, and then Ridley had some mental health issues. Yeah. And I dropped Patterson, and you scooped him up.
Normally, it's the opposite. Normally, it's Coastal cutting bait and the team player going off.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, I'm not engaged. I've not been there.
Maybe this is Coast. Maybe this is a sign of Coastal to get on a roll right now. But who would have thought this, man? Earl Patterson's been in the league for like 9 years, all right? And, you know, he flamed out in Minnesota very quickly, and he's bounced around. He made some noise in New England, you know, being a gadget slash more running back. He made some noise in Chicago, filling in for running back when we didn't have anybody. And then he was in Atlanta, and he made some noise. And we're like, here we go again. He's hot for like 2-3 weeks, and then he's going to do a typical garbage. But then all of a sudden, he decides to like wake up and like score like 15 touchdowns this year. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to that whatsoever, except the sense that Atlanta fucking sucks. Like, all they have is this 9-year, like, toss to the side thing. They have nothing else going. Like, that team has consistently taken a step back every year since they lost the Super Bowl. It's fucking embarrassing. And then looking at Turbo.
Hey, Aaron, are you watching the game right now?
I am. Najee Harris touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, not okay. I was about to say, can we get a play-by-play? I was just hoping that Claypool didn't get in. That's good. Not good for you, though.
He was even out there for the fucking snap.
Yeah, I heard he was, like, on the...
He's fucking up. He's trying to get back to that game.
Looking at Turbin's receivers, you know, you got all three of these people to have big games, but they also have potential to lay a fucking egg. And that's weird to say about DK Metcalf, but you know, he hasn't done much in a long time, and Russell Wilson is clearly not his normal self, so he's getting back to
he played better this week. I have a feeling he came back early on that finger. He was supposed to be out up to 8 weeks. Last week was like the 8 week mark. So I think I have a feeling Metcalf against Houston will have a big game. But I don't think Van Jefferson and Elijah Moore will be able to do what Diggs and Patterson are going to do for Costa. And if Allen can play too, I think that's going to set this game apart and give Costa a shot at making the playoffs.
So you're giving Costa the edge, it sounds like?
I'm giving Costa the edge. Who are you giving the edge?
Just looking at it, I have to, you know, when it's like this, I usually go with the person who's got the best player on their team, and that's Alvin Kamara, so I give it to Costa.
Congratulations, Costa.
You're in the playoffs.
But it's all for naught.
We have to give our predictions on the other game.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's all for naught, depending on the other matchup. So let's analyze the other matchup next. Interception Kirk Cousins.
Wonderful. Tony Coins versus Joey Weitzman. Flockin, how'd you come up with the idea to start, like, naming your team after who you were playing? Trying to, like, stir something up, get your team going?
Two parts to it. One, I told you I couldn't get engaged, and every week having to change my name got me on the website to start looking at my fantasy team. So that was step one. But someone else was doing that in my other league, so that's kind of why I started doing it. And I've been doing better since I started doing it. I think I'm 3-1 maybe.
I mean, I mean, I think the first week you did it, I think you played me. And I think you still lost.
Yeah, I said luck. Yeah. Yeah,
you still lost, but you you actually like put up some points, I think, for the first time in a while. So I think that was the beginning of it. So, hey, man, sometimes, you know, it's just like in real sports. Sometimes you just need like a kickstart to get something going and
a little change.
Yeah. So, let's dive in deep here. Dive in deep. Looking at the quarterbacks.
I'll start with quarterbacks. I think Tom Brady at home. His numbers are way better throwing the ball in Tampa. Thank God he doesn't have to go play in Buffalo. I feel pretty good about him giving me 20 plus points. Tannehill doesn't really have anyone to throw to, but he is playing Jacksonville, and I'm hoping he wants to put up some good stats. He should have the ability to against that defense. So I'm hoping for good production from them. Kyler Murray's got a tough matchup versus the Rams, which is nice, even though they torched the Rams the first time they played. But I would think that the Rams would want to have a bounce back game after that. Hopefully they can. He hasn't been playing as well as he did when they played the first time. So hopefully he doesn't have a huge monster game coming off of the big four touchdown game against the Bears. And he's got Goff at Denver. Goff has been playing a little bit better lately. They definitely throw the ball more now. Swift's hurt, playing at Denver, I would give my team the edge on and quarterbacks. You guys have any thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you on quarterbacks. I mean, Tom Brady obviously has been, like we said, one of the best, most consistent quarterbacks all year. And I think especially at home, like you said, he'll definitely have a monster game. And, I mean, on the other end, I think you're overrating the Rams defense. I think Murray will have a good game and will have a good enough game to be one of the top probably 5 to 10 quarterbacks this week. But the problem is the number two quarterback. Obviously, that's what's really going to hurt Tony, I think, in this matchup, and what's really going to propel you as far as the quarterbacks go.
I was going to say exactly what Cozy said. I think that Kyler Murray has the best game of all four of these. I think he has a pretty good game Monday night. But Jared Goff is going to lay a fucking egg. Denver defense is for real. They have shut down plenty of quarterbacks through the year. And Jared Goff came alive last week because Minnesota's defense is not that good. They're on the road at Denver. I think Jared Goff ends up with one touchdown and four interceptions. He'll get you like 5 or 6 points. So the combination of your two quarterbacks are going to outrank whatever Kyler Murray does. So edge blocking.
All right. So move on to the running backs. Aaron, why don't you start this time?
So looking at the running backs, you definitely got the edge there. You know, Foreman, we talked about a little bit when we were talking about Hillard. The early down person going against the good matchup against the Jaguars. They're splitting carries. The last time Tennessee played, like Foreman and Hilliard both went off for 100 yards. I don't know if that's going to happen again. And Robinson is like a wild card now too. Like there's so much weird stuff going on in Jacksonville. And like, is he hurt or does Urban Meyer not like him? Like who knows what's going on? Titans defense sometimes shows up to play. I think they show up this week. So I'm not high on either of those two. Freeman's got a tough matchup against the Browns, but Gibson is turning it on now. I think he's been playing through an injury. I think he's finally getting healthy. So I like Gibson and Kareem Hunt. I think is a good play too. I think Cleveland gets back to its ground and pound. I think Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt both have good games this week. So a big edge to running backs, for Plotkin as well.
I agree with you, but the one thing I'll mention is like the James Robinson thing. He fumbled last week, so Urban Meyer decided to bench him, which is ridiculous because you have a young team that's trying to grow. And Trevor Siemian actually stepped out and said that he really wants James Robinson to play this week because he's their best player. So I think you're going to see James Robinson.
You mean he wants him to come to the
Trevor Lawrence? I'm sorry, Trevor Lawrence. I apologize, Trevor Lawrence. So I think James Robinson has a better game. Devontae Freeman's been hot, but I think he's got a little bit of a tough matchup. And you got to remember, Antonio Gibson has played some pretty shitty run defenses. Cowboys have been pretty good. Their defense is playing better. So we'll see if he can keep it up. And McKissick might be back this week, too, which would make a huge difference as well. But slight edge, I would still say, for Plotkin, but I don't think it's as big of a disparity there, though, as quarterback is. What are your thoughts, Plot?
Gibson has definitely was dealing with the like a shin issue all year, and he would kind of be like limited all week, and then he would never like be able to get into rhythm. And he's a type of back that can handle a workload, and he gets better as the game going, and you can see it the last couple of games. So I'm looking forward to him, his matchup. Devonta Freeman has taken over the lead back role in Baltimore. And I mean, he's not the best running back, but he's got a role in this offense. And if Lamar Jackson's moving down the field, he's going to have an opportunity to score. He's been scoring most weeks. I think he's kind of touchdown dependent. I would like him better than Foreman. And then Hunt, I think this is a huge game for Cleveland, and they're definitely going to try to get him involved in the passing game and the running game. They expect big workloads from both him and Chubb. I definitely feel like Hunt kind of cancels out, you know, James Robinson, what he brings out. So yeah, I feel like I have a slight edge with the running backs as well. Moving on to wide receivers, though, this is probably my biggest weakness.
Oh yeah, by far. And,
you've kind of gave me shit for having Jalen Waddle and how inconsistent he's been, but he's been kind of a stud lately.
He's been great.
But he's got his bye coming up. Yeah.
He's been great in the past like 4 or 5 weeks. I'm biased because I don't think Tua is that great a quarterback. I don't think Miami's that good of an offense. So like I'm just down on anything Miami. That's just like what's stuck in my brain. But you can't deny what.
Meanwhile, they've won like what, 5 in a row, 6 in a row.
I know, but they're just not flashy. And like I just, you know, yeah, it doesn't do much for me. But you can't deny the numbers. Waddle's been lights out the past few weeks for sure. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so I picked up on the COVID issue in Washington for the Chargers in LA, and this Jalen Guyton guy, if he can catch one big play, he's worth starting. And then Emmanuel Sanders hasn't done anything forever. I'm hoping that this game turns into a shootout, and he finds himself being the guy that they leave open, which kind of happens with that offense when they spread it around so much. You know, Tampa Bay might try to take out Diggs or Cole and kind of let old man Emmanuel, hopefully they let him try to beat him, but I don't have too much expectations. Joey's got Chase Claypool going now, who's got 5.3, 4 catches for 31 yards. They're probably going to be throwing the ball a lot here in the fourth quarter. They're in the end zone, red zone right now. Do you know this website here has got like a ticker at the bottom with the live stats updates? Ben Roethlisberger, incomplete passes. Right now to DeAndre Johnson, that's kind of cool. But yeah, if he doesn't find the end zone, he's off to a bad start. I don't know what DJ Moore has really been doing with Cam under center. I know DJ Moore got off to a really good start this year, but he's kind of been an afterthought since what's his name?
Got hurt. Darnold. Darnold. Yeah. Bad, and DJ Moore has done nothing since then.
Right. And then Odell, he's a...
You know, talking about both these rosters makes me feel so pathetic that my team couldn't overtake both your shitty-ass fucking teams, but what are you going to do?
back up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean...
How does Sam Darnold go from looking like a professional quarterback the first 5 weeks to, like, looking like fucking, you know, Jeff Rossett behind the Miles North offensive line? Like, it's like he woke up one morning and forgot how to fucking play football. Like, it's like, it's like not even, it's like worse than having the yips. It's like, I just forgot what to do. I don't know how to throw the ball anymore. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, it makes no sense to me whatsoever.
He had a lot of rushing touchdowns too, which was,
I'm not even talking about from a fantasy standpoint. I'm not talking about those points. Like, he was legit moving the offense, throwing the ball down the field, not getting that many interceptions. And then all of a sudden, like, week 6 came around, and he just forgot. Like, he just, like, didn't know what to do anymore. It's, like, mind-boggling. Like, I've never seen a quarterback, you know, not like he was, like, atop this huge mountain, so it was, like, a huge fall from grace, but, like, someone being the starting quarterback with a team that was undefeated and then basically being, I mean, yeah, he's quote unquote hurt on IR. He was benched before that. It didn't matter. So anyway, enough of that. Sorry, Costa, you were talking about the receivers.
No, I mean, I just agree with you guys. I mean, just really quick, you know, to your Sam Darnold comment, I mean, they had them as, like, the one of the best teams in the league after the first 2 weeks of the season, if you remember. I mean, they were certainly.
And they didn't play anyone, though. Their schedule was so soft at the end of the year.
That is true. I mean, this is more of a even wash with receivers. I mean, I think Joey gets a little bit more of a chance with the, you know, I think ODB has a little bit of explosiveness there. So I think Tony gets the slight edge there. But then as we move on to the tight end, obviously, we also have
Killer. I don't give my comments.
I apologize. I did not realize I'm sure. I apologize. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's very simple. Plotkin's receivers are shit, and Weitzman's receivers are shit with some whipped cream on it. So it's a little bit better. So
that's good. Good analysis.
Did you come up with that one off the top of your head, too, or did you plan that one?
I did. I came up with that off the top of my head. See? I told you, let the blue label go in, and it gets a little bit fresh. That whiskey.
Props. I give you props on that one.
Yeah. I heard Coach actually cracking up on that, so.
I was.
And we don't really got to discuss. I think Kittle's a better play. He's going against a better defense, maybe. I don't know, but especially with Debo, when Debo is out, it looks like Kittle was the catalyst for that offense.
Even before Debo was out, Kittle came back after his injury and has been been utilized way different than he was at the beginning of the season. Beginning of the season, he was
except for that 1 week.
What?
Against Vikings, he had one catch for 13 yards and two targets.
But that's what you get with Kittle. Like, there are going to be weeks where they just decide that they're going to be run heavy and he's just going to block. Like, there are going to be weeks like that. But at the beginning of the season, that's all it was. He was not – I don't know. Did he even have a touchdown before he got hurt? Like, he had nothing. So, he's turned it around. And I'd say he's the hottest tight end in the league right now as far as fantasy-wise. So, I mean, by far and away, you have the advantage there.
Right, and the Bengals' strength is probably their running defense, so hopefully they don't waste him by blocking and trying to, you know, be effective there while they just try to toss him. I mean, look what Herbert did last week to the Bengals, so hopefully they keep spreading the ball around and have him involved.
They might not have anyone to run.
Yeah, that's right. Right. So that looks good for me. I feel pretty confident, but, I mean, honestly, the weeks that I felt confident, I lost. The weeks that I thought I didn't have a chance, I won. So I don't know what to think. But, I mean, after talking with you guys, I feel pretty confident that should.
Here's the one thing that you're not going to like, but don't sleep on the Saints' defense against the Jets. The Saints have a very good defense. That's the only reason that they're even in games right now, because their offense isn't doing anything. Going up against the Jets with Zach Wilson, he, you know, I don't care what he's done in the past couple games, like, he's a turnover machine. The Saints defense could put up some points this week.
Very interesting. At home, for sure. I agree with that.
Very interesting you mentioned that. He had Seattle's defense in, and I actually had a conversation with Tony this morning and discussed putting in the Saints defense, which I saw was in the waiver wire, just so everybody knows.
Oh, damn.
I mean, it's pretty much. I'm pretty much playing Clocking this week. Sorry, Clocking. I mean, you know, this is
I was a Saints owner earlier in the year, and their defense is great. They had a great juicy matchup versus the Giants and Daniel Jones at home, and they got me 2 points. So yes, you know, this looks like great on paper. And this game's not even in Saint. This game's not even in New Orleans. This game's at the Jets.
True.
So here is I agree. It's a good matchup, but you're not giving my defense credit.
I see what's going on there. The Bears versus Packers versus Bears.
That's a great pickup. Yeah,
it's a good matchup, but the Bears are not as turnover prone, as the Jets are. And also, the other thing is the Packers, I think their top cornerbacks are still out, if I remember correctly. So their defense isn't looking as strong as it has in the past. I will say one thing. You were mentioning that thing about the Saints versus the Giants. There is one thing that I have learned with playing Survivor in matchups for all these years. Never go against the fucking Giants. Because anytime you think that they are going to be a cakewalk, they fucking fuck you. They show up, and they fuck things over. Nothing is more prime of an example than, what was it, like 2-3 years ago? I think that the Giants had, like, I think Eli Manning had no one to throw to. Like, all the running backs and receivers were out. They were playing Denver. I think Denver was favored by, like, 25 points. It was, like, the biggest spread ever. So everyone shows them in Survivor. And the Giants fucking won. Like, there was no way they were going to win. But, so, that's my anecdotal thing. Don't ever go against the Giants in Survivor. Don't ever go up against them in a defensive matchup. Just ask Tom Brady.
All right. Well, you want to break down the battle for points here? We'll just talk about your not the head-to-head matchups, but just the three guys that are going for the most points and so see if
it's
what?
It's Grant, me, Fred. No, is it just me, Fred? Or sorry, Fred. Wow. Me, Rossett, and Fiala, or is Grant close to? I forget.
Yeah. I mean, Grant. If Grant has like one of his 190 weeks, he has a shot. He's 60 points behind, so.
All right, so let's go in order of, who is the least amount of points. So let's start with Grant's team and go from
Steve.
There.
Oh, yeah, fine, Grant, yeah.
Grant. So
Grant already off to a slow start with Deontay Johnson right now. Only has 4.9 points. I talked about I think Russell Wilson's kind of get back. He's got a good matchup against Houston. I think he has a above average game. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. I think it's on our Wikipedia, so that's fact. He will have a big game. And he's only, so James Conner finds the end zone twice every game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I don't know what to think of him. CeeDee Lamb, he double dipped with Dallas against Washington defense. I don't know if I really like that just because Washington defense is playing really well. I don't think he can get the points he needs.
I don't think so either. You know, last week his team did so well because Deontay Johnson had like 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Like,
right.
So
he has like one guy that's going off for him, but he's gonna need more than one for sure.
Yeah, and he's also got put in 10 players in his lineup, so hopefully he does that. But yeah, I don't think he's gonna have enough firepower. That being said, I still overall his team has been performing the most consistent out of anyone's team, so I still like him to come out of our division.
I'm just gonna quickly do Steve's team and say he doesn't have enough firepower because Jonathan Taylor's on a bye.
Yeah.
And he's only got one quarterback. He can start Daniel Jones, but he can plug in there. He's got Devontae and Aaron coming back into for Chicago. I'll let you guys talk about him.
Daniel Jones is out. Mike Lennon's playing, so he can't start him.
There you go. So he's got one quarterback. He's got Justin Jefferson, who's probably done. He's got 15.3, which is decent, but if he's playing catch up, he needed like at least 25 from him.
Him and Grant are probably done. I think it comes down to Aaron and Jeff. Definitely. I like AK's chances. AK's won 5 in a row. He's the hottest team in the league. Spicy vodka.
Is he peaking just a little bit too soon? Just like 2 weeks too soon, Aaron?
He always peaks too soon. He comes early, and then all of a sudden he fucking can't get hurt again later.
Dude, I forgot he had Cook, too.
I definitely come too early. It's a problem.
But you're always there, buddy. You're always there. You get a lot of action.
A lot of action, but you can't go back for more. It's a one and done kind of thing.
Oh shit, it's good.
It is good. Costa, does he have enough to overcome 26 points from Jeff?
By the way, if you guys are watching this game, Pittsburgh's making a crazy comeback right now. James Washington touchdown.
That's what happens in fucking Minnesota. Minnesota's the
worst. Yeah, Minnesota always plays close games. Always plays close games. I think he's got a shot. I mean, Dalvin Cook's off to a great start this week. I mean,
yeah, Dalvin Cook, but his Kirk Cousins quarterback getting him only 7.3 points is kind of cuts into that Dalvin Cook. I mean, if you split it in half, you got two guys with 21, which is pretty good. But I you got like Eckler with the wide receiver issues and for the Chargers. We talked about San Francisco needing to throw the ball, so Ayuk could have a big game. Scary Terry's consistent. Travis Kelce.
Mahomes plays his best football against the Raiders, so he's gonna have a monster game with Tyreek Hill. Probably a good stack there for Jeff.
Yeah, that does that has gotten Jeff where he is today.
It's true. But I still think AK pulls it off. I like AK.
You think he's gonna out by 26 points?
Yeah.
I do.
I do.
Oh,
And I'll tell you why. Because I think the only thing that Jeff has going for him this week is his quarterback and Tyreek Hill. Everything else,
looking at his lineup,
is there's not much there to go off of. Maybe if Debo is back, but I don't think he will be back this week. His running backs, Mixon is literally hit or miss. He's either like 20 points or like 3 points. In Cincinnati, I don't know what's going to happen there. You know, they're hit or miss on their defense. Ingram, with Kamara there, Ingram is not much. You know, I don't expect much from him. Brandon Cooks, I mean, you might as well just start nobody. You know, like they cannot move the ball there at all. And now Davis Mills is going to play, and they're playing Seattle, and Seattle defense has gotten a little bit better. I don't know who else he's going to start.
Mark Ingram has COVID, I'm pretty sure. I think he's out.
Oh, okay. Well, then he'll be stuck with Ty Johnson, who actually Ty Johnson might be the starting running back because Tevin Coleman is in the concussion protocol. But, I mean, they're going against the Saints defense, who have the best run defense in the league. So that should be fine. But last time I played Rossi, he played Ty Johnson, and Ty Johnson had a game. So I'm sure that's how it'll pan out. But, you know, the rest of his receivers, he has to play Tyler Boyd then. And Tyler Boyd is a way down third option right now in that offense. So, and the Rams are playing the Cardinals in defense. You know, the Cardinals are going to put up points. So,
it's going to be interesting. The defense going on Monday night to see if he can win the point title. So that'd be interesting.
Oh yeah. He will. I don't think I have him going Monday night, probably.
Cardinals Rams? No, I don't think so.
No, everyone of mine goes is I'm done by Sunday afternoon.
So it's nice to have that Monday night safety valve.
Yeah. Hey, man. So yeah, for sure.
Just better watch out because I think Julio Jones is coming back.
So how crazy is it when we started the season, a lot of people thought AK's team was not as good as normal as every year because his starting quarterbacks were Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold, and he's going to be the highest points scoring team in the league. Pretty wild.
Wow.
Good work, AK.
Invalid season. I don't even think Steve listens.
Sam Darnold has been benched. He wasn't even playing anymore.
I mean, it just goes to show you, right now I am starting two receivers that, well, it's because one of my receivers is on bye, but never mind. Most of the people that I have playing are people that I drafted. So, that's never mind.
Good stuff.
Watch out. Julio might come back.
How quickly did that career disappear? It's pretty insane.
What are you talking about? He was around forever.
Yeah.
With the injuries lingering here, he was always injured. He never really, I know he had some good years, but I don't know.
Good years?
The whole Atlanta team just fell apart. So long story short, pretty much the Vegas oddsmakers are saying Plotkin's going to be in the playoffs. AK is going to win overall points title, and that's the bottom line. We'll see what happens, though.
A little side note here. I tried multiple times to trade with Fred for Madison, but he was driving a hard bargain. That's all I got to say.
What was your best offer?
But before, I'm sorry to interrupt that, but if you think of Fred, actually has a great roster, man. He's got a lot of good players on his team. But what was the best?
He was loaded.
Fred has, I think, from top to bottom, or no, outside the quarterback position, I think his receivers and his running backs are solid. But this is what happens with Fred's team all the time. He's got great pieces.
KJ Osborne, I think a 60-yard touchdown just now from Kirk Cousins. Big moment for you, AK.
That's
huge for you. I was gonna go with Osborne.
I was gonna pick up KJ Osborne, man. Me too, man.
I didn't want the Thursday night action though.
Me too. I know, Pac. I was the same thing, man. Fuck. I put him as my captain in my daily fantasy at least. At least I got something out of it. Sorry, AK. Go ahead. Sorry.
But Fred, I will say this. Somehow Fred sometimes he drafts really well, but he just doesn't manage throughout the season. He's got great pieces here. And if he would have made some trades to get a solid quarterback, he'd be in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it, you know? But this works back. I'll never forget. There was that one year, I think it was the year, it was either Zeke's rookie or second year. He had, and this was the year that Le'Veon Bell was the best running back in the league as well. He had Zeke and Le'Veon. They were like the two out of the top three running backs fantasy-wise. And he didn't make the playoffs. Like, two of the top three running backs, like, all you need to do is have consistent players around it. You should be winning almost every week. So it's just that he just has to be wheeling and dealing a little bit more. He's got pieces to make trades, but I to be honest, I didn't try starting to get a trade for Madison until after the first Dalvin Cook injury. I tried like a week or two after that. Honestly, I thought that he would drop him by some point, but then I forgot that Fred doesn't really make a lot of moves. So I was like, of all people to draft Madison and him to just hold on to him the whole year. So then, yeah, I tried trading, and then, like, I don't have much to trade with. If you look at my roster, like, I don't have much to trade with. So
nobody does, man. Nobody does. Everybody's thin.
But
except most pieces.
Well, if you all have a lot of pieces too, but yeah.
You know, at first, like back in week 9 or 10, I think I offered him Zach Moss. He didn't want it. I don't blame him. This is one Zach Moss. This is when Zach Moss was actually like scoring touchdowns, so like there was some like possible trajectory. I mean, yeah, looking at it now, it's terrible, but like at that point, Madison wasn't doing anything and Moss was at least playing, you know, like so. And then I think I offered him some other receivers. I think I offered him, I don't know, I forget who. After the most recent injury, I was actually willing to trade him Pittman for Madison. He didn't want to let go of Madison.
Okay. I found my updated records of most points, best records, all that. Grant is on a tear right now. He was 11-2 last year, and he followed it up with another 11-2 season this year. Best record 2 years in a row for the third time now, tying Aaron. And myself.
Wow.
So put some respect on Grant's name.
Damn.
And I think a lot of that has to go to Mr. Derrick Henry too. Even though he's hurt now, but I mean he has been a monster. But
did he have Derrick Henry last? I don't think he had Derrick Henry last year, did he? Who had Derrick Henry last year?
Yeah, he kept him this year.
No, remember last year?
He kept
year,
him for this year. Nope.
We didn't have keepers last year. We did a snake draft.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me look at his roster then. Or is
it? He may have still had him, but I don't remember.
No, he did not. You want to hear what his lineup was last year? He had Cam Akers who went off at the end of the year. Yeah. Kirk Cousins. Look at that guy. Stafford. Nick Mullins. Cam Akers. James Conner again. J.K. Dobbins. Aaron Jones. Davante Adams. Cole Beasley. That's Mike Evans. Right. Calvin Ridley. Who was, his team was loaded.
I forgot. He had the Aaron Jones, Davante Adams duo. I forgot. I'm pretty sure he was in, I was in his.
Didn't division. Work out for Steve.
Yeah, the Packers were on a tear last year because I had Rodgers as the quarterback.
You were not in his division, and he lost to Bassinger.
Oh, that's right. Bassinger's limp dick got into the playoffs.
Let's see here. Most points, it's between you and Grant. Grant has never won most points. If you win this, you will now be in first place all by yourself with 4.
Yay! I get something!
But this could be wrong because I'm not sure if it's updated. Oh, no, you know what? I think it's right. I just didn't update Josh winning his second championship because that was... Who did Josh beat last year in the championship? I forget.
Joey? Man.
You are tied. That's right. You're tied with Jarrett for 3 runner-up losses. So, playoff appearances that have been secured. Wait a minute. Daniel extends.
I have runner-up losses.
How many?
4.
Oh, that sucks.
I can tell you. I lost to Josh like 8 years ago. Then I lost to you when I had the best team by far with the Brady Gronk connection. Then I lost to Weitzman 2 years ago, and then I lost to Josh last year. I've lost to Josh twice in the fucking finals.
He owns you. Guess what? You don't have to lose to him this year. So I'm just going to throw out there and put a 4 next to your name because you remember it.
I do.
Playoff appearances. Daniel will extend his lead to 12.
Jesus.
If I win, I'll be right behind him at 11. Yeah, it's crazy because he didn't start right away. Joey would get up to 10. Costa still only has 4. That's insane, but, Costa.
But two titles out of those 4, though.
That's true.
I'd much rather have that.
Yeah. Let's see. Jeff will move to 9. Aaron will be 11 as well. And Grant will move to 4.
Good stuff. Good analysis.
Good stats there.
Yeah, I'm glad I found this spreadsheet. And I'm willing to offload all of your sacred stats off of my fantasy league to get rid of this website.
I'll put up for a vote for again. I don't care.
Which are you going to vote this time?
I still like to use this website because this is where I get my, I think this, like I said before, I think this gives me the most information of what I'm looking for when I'm analyzing players. So, but I use this for my other league, so I'll still be able to do my analysis. It won't affect me.
So do you even use ESPN or Yahoo?
Me?
No. Yeah. Okay, Costa, I think you agree, too, that Yahoo has up-to-date and...
Yeah, I have both.
Pretty good.
Both use Yahoo, yeah. I like Yahoo. Easy to use.
I think Yahoo's...
The only thing about switching websites that Aaron kind of brought up a point to me that I didn't realize is that you can't adjust the victory point setting on there, and that's the one thing that we kind of have that's kind of cool, so that's one thing that's in consideration, but yeah.
We can always have that be included in it and have a fucking email.
Well, Turb said he would do a spreadsheet for us if worse came to worse. So.
Right. Dude, it's not that hard.
I'm not doing it. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, you got to deal with enough stuff.
I'm just telling you this right now. The argument right now is that we don't want to use this because the mobile app isn't as good. That's the main thing, right? So, but what you're telling me is that we should move to another platform to use the mobile app, but then I need to get out a pen and paper and do the actual stand.
That's a good point. Oh man, that's good. Okay, so
I'm just telling you, maybe we'll add a feature.
I can already hear the bitching and moaning about this. So I go.
But
back
you're the first to say it, that the bitching and moaning is going to happen no matter what.
So my point is, changing it isn't going to make the bitching and moaning better. So why are we changing it to begin with? That's my point. Where I'm coming from.
I think to your point is that you use this website and it gives you some type of advantage. And
it doesn't give me an advantage. First of all, I've never won, so it doesn't give me any.
Wow.
But number two, how could I get an advantage when we're all using the same website? It makes no sense at all. If you don't know how to like look things up, like
interception cook.
Well, how about this? How about Fred, who always drafts well? I think Fred could be a force because he refuses to like navigate through this website to find the info to help him make a better decision.
Suv.
Okay, like I said, I believe this. I'll believe everything when I see it.
And maybe this is your year, Aaron.
How do you feel?
You feel like this is your year? It's not your year.
No, my team is limp. Maybe it is. Maybe I'll be the Josh of last year. I'll limp in with a limp dick, and I'll get hard right at the end and
limp biscuit.
Penetrate right when he needs to. You know what I mean? But
I do it after the Nikki.
But I don't think that. Like I said, I on paper, I think Ross's team is probably better and Grant's team is definitely better. So I think the likelihood of me getting through both of that, not going to happen.
You probably said going into playoffs last year that Josh's team has the least chance of winning.
Yeah, you need a lot of luck. And you know what? Luck has not been on my side because
I stole all your luck.
Exactly. You got to give it back.
No. I need it. I still.
Pat Fab new touchdown. Bigfoot Turbo.
Oh, no.
That one hurts.
That does hurt.
Sorry, it wasn't Claypool.
Claypool wasn't even on the field.
Costa. Four playoff appearances?
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too. I thought there was a bit more. I mean, but hey, man, two titles, that's all I can tell you. 50% conversion rate. It's perfect.
Yeah.
That is. That's pretty good. I don't think anyone else is as good as that. Nope, you're by far, though.
Championships in four playoff appearances, and finishing last every other season. Than what I'm currently at, which is 11 playoff performances with zero wins.
Gotta seal the deal this year, AK. Got the team. Gotta do it. This is it.
Costa, you made the playoffs last year or no?
No. I don't think so. 2 years
ago, right?
I think 2 years ago I did. I played Mito in the title. Remember a couple of years ago? Title game?
Oh, yeah. I think that was 2000. Yeah.
I think that was maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Was that a close one? Should we go back? Should I look at that? Should I bring back some bad memories for you? Or
my two title runs, one of them involved Arian Foster, his rookie year, which was huge. That's when I had CJ Anderson, and the other one was when I had Steven Jackson.
And then you had LT.
And D'Angelo Williams.
Did you have LT?
No, I had Maurice Jones-Drew that year, too. That was back a while ago.
Oh, that's right, MJD. No one has won the championship with LT.
I don't think so.
No way.
You know why? Because I've had him most of the years. But I'll tell you this: if you look back at LT's performances in the fantasy playoffs, they've always been a letdown.
LT. BLT.
Hold on a second. Where are the fucking playoffs? Dude, this website's got to go in. Costa, Sneaky Dicks. Oh, he won by 30. Wasn't even close, man.
Yeah,
Philip Rivers, CJ Anderson, Todd Gurley, Justin Jackson, Kamara, Philip Lindsay, Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, Josh Reynolds, Robert Woods, Cameron Brate, Bears defense.
Hey, Robert Woods is a perennial player on my team for many years.
Yeah, I got him this year. Look what he did for me.
Yeah.
What year did you win it, Costa? What are the years? Let's see.
I do not recall, buddy. I have my.
You won the second year.
So
I'm pretty
sure
you got LT.
No, I never had LT. I don't remember that. Yeah, I never had LT.
Did.
Yeah, it was Steven. I'm pretty sure you had Steven Jackson. I thought you had Steven Jackson, D'Angelo Williams, and MJD.
Papa Smurf. You should change your name back to Papa Smurf.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Good name back in the day. Classic. Papa.
Who'd you beat that year?
Turban.
I was going to say it was Turban.
Jackie Wu's Joker face.
That's Turban.
Oh, JT, what a fucking.
I'll give Turban credit. He's had some great names over the years.
Jackie
Wu's Joker face. 2007.
That reminds me. Beetle had a classic. You remember that his was Saved by Zero? It was like the commercial. Saved by Zero.
Yeah. David Garrard, who knew? Wasn't that Jared too? Yeah.
That was. That was the next thing I was going to say.
Aaron's Parents' Bedroom. That was a good name.
I think that's probably was that Rossett or was that Turban?
Yeah, that was Rossett. I think that was Rob. He was the one that was in there, yeah. Costa's in 2000, was this, 9? Living off of 06 Fantasy Glory.
Do your mom and your dad ever ask about Rossett? Like, did they miss him?
Yeah, like, when's the next time you're going to come over and join us in bed?
But they're still living in the same house as Skulky, right?
Of course. They're never moving.
Yeah, it's good.
Little Cowboy Hoover?
That's Turban.
Turban. Yeah, I think these are all Turbans. Grant had some good names too.
What were some of his? I forgot.
Big catch for Dalvin Cook. Wow, that's huge. Some pretty creative names in the past.
What's going on? When did Grant join the league?
Probably 7-8 years ago.
Oh, this was the year that I named everyone's team because no one was naming them.
There was
one year where we all
named something after the league.
This is the way I fear boner. No, so if you didn't change your name, I changed the name for you into something that had to do with that, like the Fear Boners, Carmen Jellos, Baba Man, the Guest Bongs, Shiva Karimi, Samaka Dakram. That was my name. Isaiah Peed in my Yo Mouth. That was and then my other team in the first place. I
was Judge MacArthur.
Judge.
This is good stuff. I'm sure. Cool Bender. Gay boat party man.
Whose team was that?
Yala.
Vendor. Papa Smurf is back. This is 2014. Papa Smurf is back.
Came back? Wow.
Meatle's team name was Fantasy Football? ? Kyle Long's boner. Team Max participation. Yeah, there's Judge MacArthur. Actually, Fantasy Football wasn't Meatle because he is the original Monsters of the Midway and his Rossett was that Fantasy Football ? And that's anyone want to hear anymore? Or I'm done.
I could always go for more.
You can list this off a few more if you want.
I can't, thanks. Or you want to look? Just pick a person in a year, and we'll see what the roster looks like.
Let's go. Let's go with Costa's team from 2013.
All right. Let's see. This website's awesome. You can find all those teams and other. Would you
just knock in the website like 2 minutes ago?
I know. I was just seeing if you guys are paying attention. All right. This is Papa Smurf is back in 2013. Costa, let's see. What was your record that year?
Costa, can you remember any players from that year on your team?
No, absolutely not.
I'm gonna guess that you had Alfred Morris.
Alfred Morris? I'll penalty on that.
Costa was 6-7, and he finished 5th in scoring that year. Your team consisted of Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. Too bad it wasn't a Superflex league. You had Rashad Jennings, Bobby Rainey, Ray Rice, Stephen Ridley, Pierre Thomas, Mike Tolbert, loaded at running back. Your wide receivers, you had Eric Decker.
I've never heard of any of them. Bobby Rainey.
Bobby Rainey.
He was the third down back. I remember him.
And the Giants.
He had 111. No, it was Tampa Bay. He had 111 points, fantasy points that year. Mike Tolbert, Eric Decker had 252. You had Andrew Luck, T.Y. stack, and a Peyton Manning, Eric Decker stack. Your team wasn't that bad.
We didn't have two quarterbacks back then, so it was only a single stack.
But I mean, you were probably playing. I don't know why did you.
I was probably playing Peyton Manning. I mean, that's what
Peyton Manning had 560 points that year. Why did you trade Andrew Luck?
I don't recall. Many moons ago, buddy. Many moons ago.
Why did you make that fantasy move 8 years ago? What the fuck were you thinking?
All right, let's do it for one of our listeners. We know Turbin's listening to this. Let's make fun of one of his teams from years past. Costa, what year?
Turbin, are you there?
No, he's not there, but he's going to be listening.
All right, Turb 2010.
Anybody pick a year? 2010. What's going on in the game?
Pittsburgh is down by 8. They have the ball left with about 2 minutes left. If at their own, 10-yard line.
I don't even know which team he is. Let's see. Let's try to figure it out. We got Mr. Penn brought to you by Johnson & Johnson. I think that's Josh. Notables from week three. Is that him? Yeah, Jared Turbin. Team name was Notables from week three.
Weird team.
He finished with a 7-6 record, and he finished 8th in scoring. Ninth in scoring. In mid playoffs. And he lost.
Wow.
In the quarterfinals. What happened
to Josh? Chase Claypool just had a big catch for 40 yards.
Oh, 40 yards?
30-ish, something like that.
He's got 69 yards receiving now. That's bullshit.
Huge play.
So he hit with...
Average. Cotton Eye Joe.
Do you want to hear his
roster?
Yeah. Roster. He had four quarterbacks in a one quarterback league. He had Drew Brees, Josh Freeman, David Garrard, and Carson Palmer. He had LeGarrette Blount, who was a rookie at the time, And Ahmad Bradshaw. That was Tampa Bay. Mike Tolbert. That's there's an R next to his name. I'm assuming that means rookie.
Wow. Okay.
He had DeSean Jackson, your boy Vincent Jackson, Reggie Wayne, and Wes Welker.
VJ.
VJ. Zach Miller.
VJ was in the Chargers, right? VJX?
Yeah, he had Jackson on Chargers. He had Zach Miller, not on the Bears. And he also had three defenses. Dolphins, Falcons, and Patriots.
He's getting ready for a playoff.
And that is, yeah, apparently, that he lost in the quarterfinals. Semifinals? Semifinals. All right, I'm done.
Good stuff. Well, fellas.
Good luck, Costa.
Been classic.
Maybe Chase scores for you here in 2 minutes. Where's the ball at?
Thanks for having me tonight.
Fun as always.
Final pot of the regular season.
Yes, it is. The playoff push is upon us.
Wish you guys the best of luck.
Wish you fortune.
You too.
Wish you good fortune in the things that come above, bro. Bye.
Bye, boys. Love you both. Adios.
Love you too.